You're listening to Here to Help on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
When we go out and tell people, would you like to come and make peanut butter to help bless the lives of other people? They'll go, who's making peanut butter? You don't make peanut butter here. Yeah, on the north side of Houston, you just come to our little peanut butter factory and you just see what is going on.
Since 2004, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Houston Food Bank, and hundreds of corporate volunteers have combined efforts in what is known as the Peanut Butter Project. Expanded over the years, it now brings in over 100,000 jars of peanut butter to Houston's needy. We went down to Houston to talk to those who've experienced the peanut butter factory and to better understand the unique position the church has in providing this service.
Peanut butter is one of the foods that the food bank never has enough of. As soon as it comes in, it seems like it's gone again. It's one of the most popular foods with children and families, and that's the majority of who we serve.
The Houston Food Bank every day has a huge challenge because of the size of Houston and the number of people who need assistance with feeding their families. Peanut butter is the most requested item by all of their member agencies. The neighborhood food pantries and assistance ministries have a great challenge providing high-protein food items that has a long shelf life and doesn't require special storage and special preparation. And peanut butter fits that niche perfectly, but it's expensive.
Volunteers come to the factory from different local corporations that are involved in the Peanut Butter Project. They settle in for a brief orientation before their four-hour shift.
The same size that you will find commercially on the grocery store shelf that sells for between $3.70 and $4 a jar. But because the food bank only pays for the raw peanuts, it costs them 91 cents in your labor. And so when you think about 4,000 jars, when I go grocery shopping, I'm not buying more than one jar at a time. So you are affecting the pantries of 4,000 households. It's pretty remarkable. We are a licensed and a registered plant with the FDA.
The factory is a well-oiled machine turning raw peanuts into peanut butter that are then shipped all around Texas. Brett Jones, one of the corporate employees who partners with the project, explains to us what volunteers get to do.
The people that come to work there, then they get assigned certain tasks on, you know, watching the peanuts or putting jars on the line or putting labels on the peanut butter when it's done or mixing the sugar and salt mixture that goes in with the crushed peanuts. They can't believe how great it is, how efficient everything works. They go back to work and they're telling their associates about it, and everybody's like, well, man, I want to go work at the peanut butter factory too.
It's a really great feeling to know that, you know, the 4 hours that we spend here in an assembly line process, we're able to make thousands and thousands of cans of peanut butter, and those cans will feed lots of families in the Houston area, and I believe also other places in Texas. So it's a really great feeling because as we're sitting here for those 4 hours, you know, I look around and I see everybody working together. One process can't go well without the process before it, and the other process after you doesn't go well if you don't do your job. So it's a great team effort because everybody's working together for this one goal, to provide peanut butter, you know.
Being on the line, doing different tasks and duties, at times it's really fast, and so you're kind of having to stay on top of everything, and I love going through the peanut, looking for the bad ones. But then also, you realize how much teamwork going on as well, because everybody has a little bit of something to do in the line, but we all come together to ultimately come out to the end, you know, where it's actually getting packaged, so it's pretty nice.
I know that all of the men and women who volunteer their time have a great sense of satisfaction when they leave here, that they've able to volunteer a few hours of their time to feed people. And that's huge. That's huge. That's not something that they're able to do in their everyday life.
It feels awesome to be able to help people, just to know that a few hours here makes a big difference in somebody's life. They may not know it. They may not see our faces. We won't get a thank you from them. But just knowing that, you know, myself knowing, as well as the team that was here working, you know, we don't necessarily need the thank you from the people that we're helping. In our minds, we know that we've helped them, and we've made a difference in their lives.
It's amazing to see how service changes people's spirits. Volunteers have their own special experiences, and we asked them how serving today made them feel. It
makes you really feel good about being human and living on the earth and helping one another, because I think that's what it's all about.
It's rewarding to know that you're helping somebody. whether it's someone who's always been in need or someone who's recently in need, it's a gift. You're giving a gift.
It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside to do this. So I'm real excited. I told everybody this morning what I got to do, and they're like, really? We have nobody knew we had a peanut butter factory even in Houston, so they were really excited that we got to do this.
It seems like a small sacrifice, working for 4 hours in a fun environment with friendly people. Brian Green, who's the president of the Houston Food Bank, puts in perspective the impact made by the volunteers.
So if you look at last year, it was about 1,000 volunteers and almost 100,000 jars of peanut butter. That's about 50,000 families helped. So you think about that, a group of 20 people coming in, and they spend that four-hour shift, and they have a good time, and they end up helping thousands of families. Thousands of families, 4 hours of your time. I mean, what an amazing thing to go home knowing.
We can't provide this peanut butter to the Houston Food Bank without the volunteers, because they are part of a three-way partnership in this agreement. They're just as important as the food bank funding the peanuts and the church providing the facility. Without the volunteers on the production line, we wouldn't be able to do the production for the food bank and all of the other member organizations that are relying on the production.
I sincerely hope that the people know that they live among people who have big hearts, people who want to help, people who understand the problems that their brothers and sisters go through, and don't have the feeling that they're alone, that they don't have any resources to help feed their family.
People helping people, making others' lives a little easier. That's the purpose of the Peanut Butter Project. At the end of the day, volunteers say goodbye to their newfound friends with their own jar of peanut butter in hand.
See you later. Thank you.
And then all you have to do is just go stand outside the Houston Food Bank and watch these young families who don't have a whole lot come in and not only peanut butter, but just get any kind of help in their situations. It just opens up your heart, and it just makes you feel so good that in some little small way, you're helping these young children maybe make it just another day. Maybe just make it to school the next day. Maybe at lunchtime, maybe this little peanut butter sandwich means so much to them, ready to carry on the rest of their work in the afternoon and try and become something.
And ultimately, that's the end goal of this service, to provide hope for those who may be lacking. The presence of this factory and the generosity of the volunteers has provided encouragement to thousands of needy families. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Eric Huntsman, and you have been listening to Here to Help on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And just a reminder, you can go to volunteer.lds.org to find service opportunities much like the Houston Peanut Butter Project and have a chance to make a difference in your own community.